Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another lesson of A Course in Miracles. Today we're going to be discussing lesson 299, Eternal Holiness Abides With Me, and I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Thank you for being here. So let's join together for a moment of silence before we begin. Let's take a good deep breath.
Eternal holiness abides in me. My holiness is far beyond my own ability to understand or know. Yet God, my Father, who created it, acknowledges my holiness as His. Our will together understands it, and our will together knows that it is so.
Father, my holiness is not of me. It is not mine to be destroyed by sin. It is not mine to suffer from attack. Illusions can obscure it, but cannot put out its radiance nor dim its light. It stands forever perfect and untouched. In it are all things healed, for they remain as you created them. And I can know my holiness, for holiness itself created me. And I can know my source, because it is your will that you be known. Eternal holiness abides in me. And so it is. So before we continue our discussion, let's join together for another brief moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath. So in these last few lessons, in these last few days, we've been talking about some events in the world a little bit, and I think we've shared a few stories and also some commentary on videos or, you know, movies or, you know, TV series or things that we've watched. These are all just presentations of the world. And I think at one point we discussed that, you know, if no matter how much we try to want the cat to be something other than the cat is going to be the cat. And the ego is going to be the ego. And the ego is judgment, judgment, judgment. And it operates out of fear and guilt. I mean, it is what it is. And it's always going to be true to its nature, which is to judge and to withhold love because it doesn't know what love is. It pretends to know love, but it doesn't know love. It has no concept of love. And it can really masquerade as a great pretender, even as a spiritual person, as a student of a spiritual journey. It wants to take control of everything in our lives. And it's even along spiritual journeys made up some insane, ridiculous rules and guidelines that we're supposed to live up to in order to be happy. I think back in the day, when Jesus was here with us sharing his life with people in his community and he was being communicated with already by spirit, and he would challenge his, you know, the rabbis at the schools that he was going to, you know, with the new information. I mean, they were under, I think someone told me, I don't know if I'm right or wrong about this, but it was like over 600 rules that you're supposed to abide by, you know, which was the doctrine of the Torah, I believe.
Daily. To be a good Jew.
To be a good Jew, you had 600 rules that you're supposed to abide by daily, right? And those are all constructs. This is an example of being in the ego mind and pretending to know God, pretending to know love, pretending to know holiness. Here he's clearly saying, my holiness is not of me. We can't imagine the rules and regulations that can even begin to define or be an example of what you know, holiness would be, because it's beyond the cat's ability to be something other than a cat. And it's beyond the ego's ability to understand holiness, because it is not of God. It is a made-up thought system by these children of God who we are, who are pretending to play a game of separation. And of course, it's only capable of creating an experience of something that is the opposite of love, the opposite of holiness, the opposite of what we really are in God as God's children. And so here he's saying, as joined with the Father, it is not of me. In other words, God and I are one. It is not mine to be destroyed by sin. I can't change my holiness, not by rules or regulations, valued or lived up to, or anything good or bad. It doesn't really matter. None of that matters, because those are all attacks on holiness, actually. They're attacks on the sanctity of God's creation, which is you and I. Illusions can obscure it, but cannot put out its radiance nor dim its light. So we can only know our holiness through the eyes of Christ. We can only know our holiness by joining through the practice of the holy instant with our higher self, the Holy Spirit, nothing more than our right mind, and allowing ourselves to shift in frequency, to shift in octave, to shift in consciousness, and to be in a new way, to be a new self, not the ego self. We can then begin to see that the ego was just a false construct of who we thought ourselves to be. Just like the sleeping self at night is a false construct of who we believe ourselves to be. And then we wake up and go, shit, that was just a dream. And yeah, I just said the word shit. So it's a good thing there's no judgment in spirit, right? Because I would imagine one of those rules that, you're not supposed to cuss. You're not supposed to, use profanity. You're not supposed to do a lot of things. But those are all shoulds and shouldn'ts that are made up by the ego. It's insane. And it is not who you are. Eternal holiness abides in you, my brother and sister. Eternal holiness abides in me, because I am an extension of God. I am an extension of the perfect love that only God can extend. And being in my right mind as that self, holiness is just what I am. The cat is just the cat, and God's children are perfect, neither behind the point of perfection nor advancing toward it, regardless of how they pretend to be and play in a tiny mad idea, a tiny silly game of separation, pretending to be human, pretending to be bodies, pretending to be something other than what we really are, even if we are so convinced by our own pretense that we believe it's our reality. It doesn't make it real. Even if you believe it, it doesn't make it real. Eternal holiness abides in each of us here.
So this is a call to center, a call to the center of being, where that light abides undiminished, where I am as God created me. I didn't create myself, and yet I am as God created me, guaranteeing my sinlessness, not requiring my defensiveness at all, that I simply am. I come to center. And in that centeredness, we've been everywhere and everywhen. We've been in the place where in our highest attaining, seeking mind, we thought we needed to suffer. We thought that we needed to believe ourselves to be guilty and sinners. And we have believed that through that suffering, we would somehow be redeemed. And we've also been, the the pedestaled, egoic, holy person who puffs themselves up wearing, you know, garments and hats and slippers and, you know, all sorts of specialness to separate out that I am separate or different than others, you know, by purporting to be a holy person. And we've done that in our innocence, in our innocence. And now we can come to center, we can relax, we don't need to puff ourselves up, we don't need to act superior or inferior or regard others in that way, that we come to center. And in that centeredness, oh yeah, you can't add one cubit or take it away, because it ain't mine to play with. It is just mine to be and to allow. And so that eternal holiness abides in me, not because of anything I've done or anything I didn't do, but because that is the way that I was created. And in that, I can stand perfect and untouched. All things are healed. They remain as they were created. I can know my source. And I can know that my will is aligned perfectly with the will of God, the source of my being. Eternal holiness abides in me. And so it is.
And so it is. Thank you for joining us, mighty companion. You are dearly loved. Stay the course, and we will be here with you as our journey in the Course in Miracles continues. God bless.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send